You know, God gives grace for grace. He gives you grace to receive grace, grace to obtain grace, manifold grace, abundant grace. I just floated through me today. It was really amazing. You're going to like this. Go to Jeremiah 17. This chapter just crazily opened today. It was amazing. I wasn't even looking at it. I just kind of opened it and just glanced at it. I'm like, look at that. Look at verse 4, Jeremiah 17. It says, thou even thyself, if you discontinue or walk away or let go, is really the word, from thine inheritance that I gave you, that comes from me, I'll cause thee to serve the enemies in the land which thou knowest not. It's actually talking about two different ways to prosper, this whole one by the world, one by God. And he gets really kind of strong with him. And look at verse 7. He says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He shall be a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. Amen. The heat can come, but you're not going to see it. Tribulation can be all around, but you're not going to see it. Your leaf will be green. You shall not be full of care in the year of drought. It's not even going to bother you. Amen? Amen. Neither shall you cease, look at that, from yielding fruit. Isn't that good? It's your heart is with God. And then he talks about the person whose heart is doing it the other way. God's really strong about this. Verse 11, he says, as the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so is he that getteth riches and wealth, but not the right way, and shall leave them in the midst of the days, and at the end shall be a fool. In other words, whatever you obtain the world's way, it's going to leave you. You may have it for a while, but it's going to take flight. Now, here's what he started giving me here. And he goes, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Does that sound like Father's house to you? A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be written in the earth, because they forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for thou art my praise. Now, look at verse 19, because this really just you're going to like this. Thus saith the Lord unto me, go and stand in the gate. Go stand in the gate. Everyone say, go stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Judah come in. Go stand in the king's gate, is what he's saying. And by the way which they go out, by the way they come in and go out, go stand in the king's gate and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say to them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that enter these gates. And they said, talk to these kings in the gates. Thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourself, that you bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do any work, but you hallow the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they didn't obey, they didn't incline their ear, they made their neck stiff. And it shall come to pass, watch this, if you diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein. Now, stop. We're not in keeping the Sabbath. That's what he's saying here, if you understood, the Sabbath is the day of rest. It was speaking of the rest that the people of God would enter into. It's the true rest of God, where we cease from our own labors. That's what the true Sabbath is, where we cease from our own labors. He says, if you'll keep this and stay in this place, if you'll stay with me in the way I've led you, and do not do things by the way of the arm of the flesh, don't lean on the arm of the flesh, don't do things by your own labor, stay in my rest, stay with me, follow me, speak to the kings and tell them the same thing. Do it God's way, stay with God's way, don't depart from God's way. And now watch what he says to this. That's what he's meant by keeping the Sabbath. New Testament Sabbath is keeping the rest of God. Amen. I mean, you can keep the Sabbath all day. It's not going to get you any closer to God. it's talking about the spiritual rest. Watch this, verse 25. Then shall there enter, look at this, isn't this awesome? Then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David. Did you see that? Riding in chariots on horses, they and their princes and the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. They shall come from the cities. Sound like Revelation chapter 3, 4, and 5 to you? They will come from the cities of Judah, from the places about Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin. They're all coming in from the plain, from the mountains, from the south, bringing burnt offerings, sacrifice, meat offerings, incense, bringing sacrifices of praise in the house of God. I'll bring the kings into the gate, is what he said. I'll bring the true ones in. I'll bring the ones that sit upon the throne of David. I'll bring an operation to you. If you'll keep my way, trust in me. Don't lean on the arm of the flesh. Continue to stay with me in the gate. Prophesy in the gate. Stay in the rest. Stay with me. Do it kingdom way. And I'll bring those that will sit on the throne of David into the house. I'll bring the true kings. Isn't that awesome? You see that? I love that. They shall enter into the gates of this city, kings and princes sitting on the throne of David. I'll bring an operation. He just spoke that. He said, if you'll stay with what I'm training you for and don't do it the world's way, we are not called to be kings to do things the world's way. You can even prosper in Christian circles and it's not bad. It's good, acceptable. God's called us to a perfect operation, a hundredfold operation, a kingly anointing. He says, I'll bring those and I'll set up an operation of those that will sit on the throne of the King of David. That's Revelation chapter 3. That's the crown. That's the whole thing right there. Isn't that glorious? He said, if you'll do it my way, but if you lean on the arm of the flesh, you can end up like everybody else. Amen? Got to stay in the rest, stay in the glory, stay in the revelation, stay in the right hand of God, and wait until you get endued with power from on high. Wait to be endued with dunamis from on high. Amen. There's a kingly anointing that has to be endued with dunamis, just like an apostle or an evangelist has to be endued with dunamis. There's a kingly anointing that has to be endued with dunamis. That's why he told the rich man. He says, how hardly can rich men enter into the kingdom of God? He wasn't talking about salvation. It's how hardly can a rich man enter the kingdom of heaven? He wasn't talking about salvation. He's talking about the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven, how the kingdom works in the earth. He said, you can't enter in my ways of the kingdom because they're too prone to lean on their own sufficiency, their own arm. What got them that? They're not going to let go of that. Why would they? They already know how to do all this. Amen? They know how to do it the world's way. They got it. I've known some people that had almost an idolatry on them in this area. They just had such a, it wasn't even a gift. It was like, it was an idolatry. People were just drawn to them to do business with them in the wrong way. And they just didn't want to let go of that. It's just too easy for them to do things like that. It's and God's saying, if you'll humble yourself and enter into that gate, amen, how easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom. Does that mean every rich man is not going to come to go to heaven? He's not talking about that. He says that gate in Jerusalem, you know about the big gate in Jerusalem, they had another inner gate shaped like a camel's humpback. And what they would do at night, instead of open the big gates, those people coming in, they would, with the camels, they would unload the camel and they would put the camel on his knees and they would squeeze him through the gate. And then they'd bring everything in through that camel's gate, which looked like an eye, and they called it the eye of the needle. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter in, because the camel will get on its knees and unload the sufficiency, unload the baggage, but a rich man won't because he's doing it his way. Believe me, it's easy. Believe me, when you're trying to do it God's way, the allurement of the world and the tree of knowledge of good and evil, even that something is good and acceptable, the enemy won't even tempt you with something that's bad. He'll put it in the good and acceptable realm if it keeps you from the perfect realm. Going after the perfect realm of God requires a massive amount of light and a massive amount of wisdom. And a massive amount of dependency upon God all the time. Amen. And following him by revelation. And not leaning, not trust in the Lord with what? Your own heart. Leaning not your own understanding. But here we are now. Say, here we are. Luke 4, verse 32. We're coming to a place now. We turned a big corner about a month and a half ago, and now it's all about this word that we carry now, being endued with dunamis. The kingdom of God is not in word only, but in demonstration. It should be in power and then demonstration. It's in dunamis and demonstration thereby. The word alone is insufficient. It needs the operation of dunamis with it. Amen? And when the operation of dunamis joins the word that you have, that's where the sparks fly. Amen? Glory to God. Jesus was the Word, was He not? He was born of His Father. He was union with His Father. I mean, He just didn't wake up at age 30 and know everything about the Bible. God was teaching Him who He was for 30 years. The Father was with Him for 30 years. He said, this is the Word, you were born of Me. He's telling Him, I mean, He knew everything about 30. He knew everything. But God was teaching Him the whole time, but He didn't do one miracle, one recorded miracle, until the age of 30, until He was endued with dunamis. He was the living Word before that. But that living Word had to be baptized in dunamis. Amen? And that's when the Holy Ghost came over Him. He baptized Him in dunamis. And woo! Man, you get the Holy Ghost and dunamis and the Word together, bang! Amen? That's the Father's recipe for revival, by the way. Amen. Well, let's go back to Azusa. No, we're not going back to Azusa. We've had Azusa. We're going into the seven spirits of God that are going to be sent forth into all the earth. Amen. But this word, this lampstand, the bowl we carry, it needs to be filled with dunamis. Amen. We get filled with dunamis. We go before the Father to be endowed with dunamis. Amen. Woo. There is an operation of dunamis already, the Holy Ghost bringing in there, but God is going to be, He's got something brand new. This king-priest government needs to be endowed with dunamis. Are you seeing that? It's a word of the Lord for a specific time in human history that God's going to release the crown, but that word has to be endowed with dunamis, just like Jesus was endowed with dunamis, just like the apostles. Wait till you receive the promise of the Father. You'll be filled with the Holy Ghost, and you'll be endued with power. Say dunamis. 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 Say dunamis. Amen. Luke 4, verse 12, verse 11, verse 10, verse 11. And came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. Taught them in the rest. And they were astonished at His doctrine. For His word was what? With power. Now that word right there is authority. The Holy Ghost led me there. That's authority. That's the authority, by the way, that you have in the name of Jesus. He's given you in My name. See, you pray the Father in the name, but when you operate here, we operate in His name. We release the kingdom in the earth through His name. That's the authority of His name. But that authority needs something. Watch this. Drop down a couple of verses. It's verse 32. And they came down to Capernaum in the city of Galilee, and He taught them on the Sabbath day, and they were astonished at His doctrine, for His word was with power. He went in the synagogue and rebuked the devil and all that. Now look at verse 36. 36. Verse 36. Yes. They were all amazed. They spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? Now, here it is. Watch this. Here's what makes it work. With authority and dunamis, He commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. So here you have the word and dunamis and authority. What's going to make the authority work is when dunamis and the word is present. Amen? When that word is present and dunamis is present, authority will work. That's what the Lord never even considered when the power of the Lord was present to heal. He knew the guy was going to get up. They tore the roof off and lowered that paraplegic in there. And He knew. He said, what's easier? Say, since your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk. To Him, it was the same because dunamis was present. He knew it was going to. The Lord asked me that question one day. What's easier? To get somebody born again or get somebody out of the wheelchair? I'm like, I don't even need to answer that one, Lord. He said, He told me this, there'll come a day, it'll be the same. And I never really understood that statement, because I kept thinking, where are we going to get the kind of faith for that? I mean, who operates like that? Who's really operating like that in America anywhere on a consistent basis? The level of creative. All of this training was to understand how this works. Without the presence of dunamis here already, what did Peter say? Such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up. But he had the presence of dunamis to say that. You see that? If we don't have the presence of dunamis here with us, then our word is not going to be sufficiently empowered. Does that make sense? And you have whole movements, word movement, word movement, word movement. And then you got the spirit movement, and that gets all crazy. You got to have both, but you have to have dunamis movement. A dunamis movement, say dunamis. That dunamis has to be present. And what happens, Chuck and I were talking about this yesterday, people get endowed, overshadowed, infused. They get it. It happens. They get caught up, and their ministries launch. The power launches. I mean, the glory launches. And then what happens? They don't know the skillfulness of the enemy. He comes in and shifts them. He moves them out of fellowship with God. He gets them busy. He shifts them into a marketing machine. See this. I could name a name and tell you exactly how the enemy did this, and takes it down and dissembles the man of God. He doesn't even know he's being dissembled, because that one supply of dunamis that could launch an international ministry is not enough to sustain it. It has to be refilled. Amen. And if they don't know where to refill it, then they're trying to get the Holy Ghost to keep refilling them here. It didn't work like that. It didn't work like that with the Lord. He had to go up into the mountain of the Father to be re-endowed. Amen. He knew when he gave out, he knew when he had to go back to the Father and be re-endowed. That dunamis is a continuous supply as long as we're continually abiding. Amen. And that's what happens. The enemy cuts the abiding. He cuts off, and when he severs that cord, then these ministries that came out with power, they lose the power. But it doesn't matter, because the enemy replaces it with something else. And once you're that big, you know, they go off and run a huge, sometimes it's money machine. I mean, whatever. But a lot of times the power is the first to leave, and a lot of times they don't know the power's left at that level. Amen. It's the king, and with that, that's why the Lord first, before we're endowed, he could have dropped all that power. But if he had done it, we'd have just grew up something and lost it, because we didn't know where to restore it. A lot of movements get a hold of it. They break in. They don't know how to keep it going, because they don't know where to refill that. That's why the Lord took us up to the mountain first. Amen. That's where we are right now with the Father. That's what he's saying to me. I know what to pray to the Father now. I know exactly what to pray. And the way I'm praying right now with the Father is I use this one verse from the Lord. Most assuredly, Father, your Son has assured me that whatever I ask of you in his name, you're going to give me. Most assuredly. I hold that word most assuredly. And I ask for one thing of the Father. Fill my reservoir with dunamis. I have his word. We have the lampstand. We have this. We've held it for 28 years. I guarantee we have it. Amen. It's here. But this has to have dunamis. You know what the lampstand is? You know what the dunamis is? It's the oil that's coming from the olive trees. You know what the bowl is? The bowl is your spirit. It's the container of the sons of God. A man that's going to receive the oil. That oil has to transfer. If you didn't hear Sunday morning's message, you need to hear it 10 times. Amen. It's got to transfer. For dunamis to activate here, God doesn't drop dunamis out there. He drops it in here. When he said the power was present, it was on the Lord with the Lord. That power was present with him, on him. He returned in the power of the Spirit. It was on him. Amen. It already had been transferred out of the eternal realms of glory from the Father. He was a carrier of it. In order for true, lasting, creative, apostolic demonstration, whether in the kingly realm, the Lord knew how to operate in the kingly realm. When he launched those apostles, those disciples out into the deep, you remember that? Remember that? He preached out of their vessel. He borrowed their boat. Man, that was a good day for Peter to let the Lord borrow his boat. He couldn't catch anything. And the Lord preached. He launched him out in the deep. And Peter, oh, the magnificent catch. That was a kingly manifestation. When they back to shore, he said, follow me. And they all left their fishing franchise and followed him. That was a 3.5 year catch right there. Did you hear that? That's why Peter fell down in the middle of that boat, in the midst of all of that increase. Because Jesus took them out one day and gave them 3.5 year payday so they could follow him when their families would be taken care of. Isn't that amazing? That was a financial, that's what we're talking about, kingly realm. That's a different order of prospering than leaning on the world and begging the world. Amen? That is a kingdom level operation. That's the kind of stuff that God's into. Amen? That's the kind of stuff that God's going to empower by way of his dunamis. But without dunamis, we're not going to see, because he said he manifested his glory. When he manifested, when they turned the water into wine, that was a financial miracle. They didn't have no wine. Well, that wasn't fermented. It was fermented. He said, he made real wine. Amen. Because the governor of the feast is, you know, most people put out the good stuff first and then the cheap wine later after they've well drunk. Oh, if they well drunk without fermentation, you can drink all you want if you're just drinking grape juice. But there's a change, so that when the cheap wine comes, they won't know the difference, because why? They have well drunk. I mean, all you got to do is read the Bible, and it kind of makes sense, amen? The governor of the feast was quite impressed. He says, where did you get this stuff? They didn't have any. They ran out. Governor of the feast was happy the Lord. I don't know kind of how many people, but that was another finance. He said he manifested his glory. That wasn't really what he was just about, is turning the water into wine so that they could all be merry. He was demonstrating how the kingdom works, amen? So here we are now. We're in this phase of going before the Father. Amen? And so that's what we're asking for. Dunamis. Say dunamis. We need to be endowed, overshadowed, infused. And we need to know the process. The reason why God's doing it this way instead of just dropping it on us. Because sometimes he drops a mantle on somebody, but they don't know how that mantle drops. They don't know how to keep it going. Does that make sense? This kind of mantle. Now, you can have a gift, actually, the working of miracles. That is actually working of dunamis. That's a gift realm operation. Miracles there means dunamis. Anytime you see the word miracle, that's dunamis. Anytime you word great, mighty works, that's dunamis. Amen. Say amen. Special miracles, that's dunamis. That's the word dunamis. But that's a severally operated at will, at the Holy Spirit's will. It's an operation, an expression of the eternal graces that we're all supposed to fully walk in. Amen. And it's expression, it's limited. It won't always work the way you want it to work. Amen? But it will work in an unlimited realm if you understand the mystery of how it works. And the reason why God's having us plow into it by faith and receive it this way and open the channel by faith, he told me this. He said, if I gave it to you without you operating in faith, you wouldn't know how to come back and get it. But if I let you climb the mountain and I teach you how to receive it by faith, then you'll know how to come back and get it every single time. Amen? And not only will you know how to come back and get it every single time, you can teach people not to depend on your dunamis. You can teach people to get their own dunamis. Amen? Amen. So when we open the wellsprings of dunamis, once you open it by faith, when you open something by faith, it's yours. In other words, how many of you know how to go through the door now? Before, you were standing at the door, and you know, it's like, oh, the new gate. I'm like, what is he talking about? Now it's like, you know, how long are you going to stay at the door? Let's go. Come on. Let's do it. I mean, we did that, done that. We got the T-shirt. Amen. Why? Because you have achieved that by faith. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. When you get to the Father's love, I was telling Justin today, because he's really wanting to get up in the mountain of the Father, I said, once you get there, it's going to be easy. He goes, I just don't understand that. I said, it will. You keep his word. Amen. And I know by revelation, once this, we open the wellsprings of dunamis, we can have it all the time. Amen. It'll be the same thing. You'll say, which is easier, to get born again or get out of the wheelchair? It'll be the same, because that power will be present. The word and the power and the authority will be together. Bible school won't teach you this unless it's Father's House Bible Institute. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for the journey. Though it's taken a lot more time than I wanted it to take, I'm like, God, you could have sped it up a few times. He goes, it's vintage wine, son. It's prepared at a certain time. That word has a certain time with dunamis is going. He didn't anoint his son at 5 years old with dunamis. He didn't anoint him at 12. He anointed him at 30. The word is the time that word is ready to receive the empowerment. Amen. Hallelujah. He could have already told me this. He goes, that I could have dropped that power already. But if I did that, you wouldn't know how to go back and get it. And so what I want you to do is go get it. Amen. Learn how to receive it. So when it comes time to receiving again, you'll have it all the time. The continuous oil. Isn't that good? That's some wisdom. You intercessors in here today, you get the, you're right there. I mean, you get the goods right off. Praise the Lord. You know how. You've been following. You've been tracking. You know how to get in there. The same faith that got you through the door, get you to the throne of grace, get you to the rest, get you to the Father, the same faith that will cause you to receive from the Father. Well, how do I receive? The way you got there, you keep His word. But you hold His word. The word I hold is most assuredly. Most assuredly. And then I have all the scripture that supports that. And then I have my receiving scriptures. Gotta have your receive. I'll put all this together very soon, all these scriptures. But gotta have your receiving scriptures. Romans 8:32. He spared not His only Son. How shall He not freely? You have to have those. You have to, Father, You freely give me. What about this? It's, Father, it's Your good pleasure. What? It's Your good pleasure. Say good pleasure. To give the kingdom. Is the kingdom in word only? So if it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom, He's not just going to give you His word. He's going to give you the dunamis, the two invisible things, the word and the dunamis. Amen? The two invisible things. We know the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things that are seen were not made by the things that do appear. The invisible things of dunamis. Grant me according to the riches of glory. And you receive. How about this, Father? You think You do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think according to dunamis. It's working in me, Father. I decree today it's working in me. I receive it to work in me. How about this? They that receive the abundance of grace will reign in this life. Amen? You make it, Father, all grace to abound toward me today. Is dunamis part of all grace? You know, that was an operation of dunamis He dropped on the church of Philadelphia. I mean, on the Philippian church, Macedonia. That was an operation of dunamis. Hallelujah. Our God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing, Father, will You uphold from me that walks uprightly. You freely give me all things. Say freely. How about this one? Father, every good gift, every perfect gift. What do you think dunamis is? Is dunamis a good gift or is it a perfect gift? It's the best. Oh, I'm all over it. It's like steak every day. Every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from You, the Father of lights. It's Your good pleasure to give me a kingdom of dunamis in the Word. You see, God transfers the invisible kingdom into your heart. You carry the invisible kingdom. The Holy Spirit draws that invisible attribute to the Word and dunamis out, and He makes it visible to the world. Isn't that glorious? He draws it out. If you're not carrying the invisible, you can't make it visible. The Holy Spirit is only going to manifest what's in you and what's on you. Amen? Hallelujah.